Okay, here we are for our NEPA Diamond call for October 2020, and I'm here to support you whatever you need. I know we just had our retreat day a few days ago, and there may be some questions buzzing in your brain based on what we talked about then. So we're here to support you. So what do you need? Allie, you want to go first?
Okay. So I've not been able to build anything on there. So my successes are just surviving so far. Oh, she's gone again.
Yeah, you've got so much. You've got so much going on.
Yeah, my success is just surviving because of all the stuff going on in my family. So there's even more, but I won't talk about that here. So I'm just so grateful for my kids. They're 19 and 23. I took them with me to see my mother-in-law today because the doctor was coming, and they lightened it up so much. They got her swearing. They were swearing at her. And they are so funny. And it meant she was in a blooming good mood the BP came, which she was not first thing this morning. So I'm just so grateful for my kids and the human beings they have become. So
that's so wonderful.
I know you feel the same way about your boys. It's just great to see them hang together. So yeah. I'm grateful for that. So I'll just leave it at that for the minute. Oh, no, we won't, because there isn't a Steph right now. Okay.
Where's
so
Steph go?
Steph's coming and going.
Is she coming back?
So the stuff that we have been covering in the last two meetings has been brilliant, you know, and I always learn so much from what you're teaching the others as well.
Oh, I mentioned you. I didn't mention you by name, but I talked about you on the Vital call today. I don't know if you
really?
Yeah. About I did a Dutch test presentation, and I talked about pellets, and I talked about, you know, you going from Western medicine into, you know.
Yeah. And, you know, it was as much a shock to me as to anybody else, the blood levels in those people, in those women who'd had the pellets put in.
Yeah, the pellets.
And their sex-binding hormone globulin levels.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they were deficiency symptoms, but excess levels.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, I was talking about you. There's Steph. She's coming back in. She's connecting to audio.
Cool.
You got knocked out somehow.
Yeah. No problem. It keeps happening.
It keeps happening. Do you have bad internet where you're at? Oh, you're in the car. Yeah. You probably have bad internet where you're at. Whoops. Unmute.
I'm using my dad. But it's worth it. It's okay.
It's okay. Yeah. So anyway, do you have any successes to share with us since Saturday? Allie shared hers about her kids. So I'm turning my volume up. Nope, she's frozen. Bummer.
Oh dear.
All right. So what can I support you with? How can I help you, Allie?
Okay. So Steph, if you speak up whenever you can, and we'll interrupt to see you, to do you whenever there's enough internet for you to join in, all right? So we talked about my sales page and having three different webinar topics aimed at busy professionals struggling in business, personal life, and relationships, and those to be the sort of basis for my webinars this time around.
I'm still working on my
Bummer.
Let's hope she can tune in again. Okay, we talked about doing 5-minute lives in groups, other people's groups as well as mine. Now, one of the things that I'm learning about, which is a challenge that you probably know about or need to for your group of clinicians or therapists is that Facebook's downplaying or just doing anything, any health and wellness businesses and websites and groups, they're not showing them to other people the way they are on things that are unrelated to health and wellness. They're stopping their, or they're not showing even their paid ads to people. And so our visibility.
Well, that's a travesty because we pay for that, right?
Yeah, I don't know whether it's going to be the paid ads. It may, but the thing is, they're so against health and wellness because there are so many people who don't have use or recommend good quality approaches, that it's going to make it very difficult to use Facebook for our own businesses. So I thought that was that it's a tough time. Again.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I did do a Facebook Live last night and there were probably 15 or 20 people on it, but I had sent out an email in advance about it. And that's how they got on. But also, but since then we've had like 700 views. So something's happening, but it may be that they got the email today or later, right? And they watched it from the email. So I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I know that Erin Elizabeth, she's very controversial, but she's moved to something called Telegraph.
Right. Yes. I think you showed us that one time. It's an alternative.
And I'm not sure how you do it. I mean, Telegram.
Oh, yeah. No, that's different.
You can set up groups there, but I'm not 100% sure how all that works.
Yeah.
So anyway.
I'm hoping the aim with Groove ultimately is that their membership will include a way of having groups because they realize the importance of the community.
Yeah.
And there are more of us who don't want to be dependent on Facebook.
No.
We need to. Things like LinkedIn for groups has never been as good as Facebook because it's not as spontaneous. You lack the spontaneity, you lack the community feel. And that's what I've always loved about Facebook.
Yeah.
But it's become more and more irritating the way they keep changing the goalposts.
Okay. I'm sorry. I just wanted to sit down for a little bit. Yeah. And the thing is, there have been things that, like WordPress plugins that we've used before, like Buddy, something, Chat Buddy or whatever it was before. And they just... it wasn't the same. And what we found was because people are on Facebook so much that they tend to communicate and connect more that way. But if it's changing, then we just need to be looking into it. And I know a lot of my colleagues on Mindshare Mastermind are all looking into what are we going to use as an alternative. And I know Ocean, when he set up his membership on Food Revolution, they're using some sort of platform. I'm going to reach out to him and ask him what they're using. I didn't really think about it much at the time because I said, I'm just going to keep using Facebook.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, it's with email marketing, you know, email open rates going way down and then Facebook not, we do need to, I mean, I don't know what YouTube, I know some people have built really good YouTube followings.
She's gone again.
Anyway, so what can I help you with other than solving the world of everything?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so YouTube is and Pinterest are gaining a lot of traction now, but all the time it's more things to learn, which is the challenge.
I know YouTube, you know, you can go on Zoom and you can direct live stream and I haven't tried it yet. Maybe I should try that. I could probably try doing it on two computers at the same time, maybe on one to Facebook and one to YouTube. I know people who do that. I haven't looked into StreamYard yet to see if that would work as a possibility there. I've heard some people say negative things about it and some people say positive. So yeah. I'm not exactly sure, you know, and it's just one more thing to add to the budget every month and one more thing to learn. Yeah, sure.
Certainly the Groove people are using StreamYard for all of their stuff, but that's the first time I'd heard of it. So I've not heard any training on it specifically.
Okay. Yeah, well, it'll be good to see if Groove has that. Did you get something from Groove? I wasn't sure if it was spam until Swingly. Is there something related to Groove called Swingly, or are they just, I just put it, I saved it in a Groove folder because I didn't know, I was afraid to click it because I'm always afraid to click everything. And it was called, and it says your account related to Groove Car. Let's see what it says. Nope, that's Google Alerts. Groove Cart. Okay, it was, I signed up in 12/18, so that's almost 2 years ago. Slingly. I deleted most of them, and then I thought, it says, congratulations on your Slingly account. Slingly will give you unlimited products to sell and many more features that work with your Groove Cart account. We have just one more step to you, and then they have a confirm my email, but then there's nothing at the bottom, right? There's no unsubscribe or anything. So I have a feeling I was going to send it to the Groove Cart people to see if it's really related, but it might be just, you know, a phishing expedition that's going to spam my computer if I click it. So,
yeah, I'm always very wary if they've not got an unsubscribe button, because obviously nobody sending kosher emails will actually send one out without. Okay. So we have in place the plan to launch the Menopause Success System in January with the pre-launch calls in November, December, and cart close and then cart reopen between Christmas and January to get a few more sales at that point.
Give me a second.
Yep.
Sorry. Okay, sorry.
No problem at all.
Lots of catastrophes. You're having lots of issues.
Really? What's happening your end?
Email issues, just email issues. Same old, trying to get it all straightened out.
Yeah.
Anyway, Steph is back. Can you chat us something? Maybe you just don't put on your video. Maybe just try talking because of your bandwidth. That might work. Steph, nope. Yeah, it doesn't look like, she's not really there. Like she's there, but
it's a ghost.
It's not really there. Yeah, she may have to call in on her phone or something. I don't know. Anyway, so.
Okay. So, so what we can do is have a look at, so determine offer and map out. I think we've got that. Determine bonuses.
So what are some hot, juicy bonuses that you're going to offer that people go, whoa, that's worth the price of admission? I'll give you an example. We just offered, I'm going to be doing this bonus thing that I offered to NEPT members last year, and I haven't done it yet. It's a live herbal therapeutics course. And it's going to be live. It's going to be 12 hours of live content, and it's going to be great. So I said, okay, if you sign up for this lab, this new membership, buy, and you do full pay and pay me for the whole year, by Wednesday night, I'm going to give you access to that call. That program alone is $9.97.
Yeah.
So, you know, and they're paying $6.70 for the membership. So something like that, where you can justify the price being at or more than the full price of the program, would be cool. I don't know if you have anything like that, but that always makes bonuses rather than stacking up a gazillion little bonuses that don't
then
justify them. That's the thing that I always did wrong. On the preview calls, if you have a bunch of bonuses, you actually, in order to justify the value of the bonuses, you've got to actually talk about them and why they're so important and get people wanting that bonus. And if you've got seven bonuses, it's pretty hard to do.
Yeah. So fewer, high value.
Yep. And things that you can actually describe in such a way that, that people go, whoa, that sounds good. I want that.
So one that would be really good would be a group virtual retreat going through Dutch tests.
Bingo.
Because it's so relevant to menopause.
Yes.
And even the people who haven't had a Dutch test done themselves will benefit so much from going through them. And if, but nobody's had it done by the time that I have it booked, then I can use the ones from my patients anonymized, because I've got plenty. Yep. Obviously, I've got probably 30 Dutch tests under my belt. Yep. You know?
That's what I did today for this vital. I just said it was a call, and for the Empowered Self-Care Lab too. It's a call to go over like hormone testing using Dutch. And so I did it in such a way, I just took everybody's name off it. I used some cases, I explained to them what's in the test, why it's valuable, and why it's better than the other things I was using before. What can happen if they don't figure out that they have elevated 4-hydroxyestrone? What can happen if they're, you know, they're a male taking testosterone and they're aromatasing? What can happen if, you know, they get pellets, and that's why I started talking about, they have pellets or whatever, and, you know, their estriol is in the toilet and their estradiol and estrone. Or, like, I showed one where the estrogen quotient was 10 to 1. It was E1 plus E2 was 35 and E3 was 3. You know, so just explaining to them. And then by the end of that, they want it. So even if they haven't had one done, and you have that as a service, so you do your program and then you do that right after the end of the program. And then as a service, you can sell them $1,000, you know, comprehensive interpretation, or $800 or whatever you want to charge for it, comprehensive interpretation of their Dutch.
Yeah, that's great. Okay, and so what value would you put on that? If I call it a virtual retreat, maybe I'd be better off calling it a live Dutch test review, but it's going to be like 3 hours rather than just an hour.
Yeah, I would say, you know, I would say the value of that would be, what would it be? It wouldn't be the same as you doing it one-on-one with them. But, I mean, it could be $500.
Yeah. 497, the value, the cost of the thing, of the actual program.
Yeah.
And the bonuses I had in the original, if I just share.
Sometimes with the bonuses, it's like, take it out of the program and don't make it part of the program. Just make it a separate standalone. If it's not integral, like they have to have it to make it through the program.
Yeah.
We did that with we've had a tremendous year with doing that and pulling in things that were in there. So we made this guide called the Keto Assist Supplement Guide. And it was just a supplement guide that we had in Sweet Spot, but it takes a lot of work to keep them up to speed. So we got it up to speed, my latest supplements, links and all that. And we charged $20 for it. So that wasn't different. It was not a bonus.
And that was your bump, wasn't it?
But it was an order bump for $20. So, and people buy these order bumps. At least 50% of people are buying the order bumps, sometimes more.
Brilliant.
That was money leaving on the table. And as far as bonuses, what did I pull out as a bonus? There was something else. I, you know, it was just part of the program. I'm like, it's overwhelming to have it part of the program. They don't have to have it. I'll pull it out and I'll give it to them. So, you know, you look at it and say, what can you do?
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, $20 is a no brainer.
Yep. Oh yeah. We've obviously seen it. We've made probably $20,000 or $30,000 this year.
Thank God.
Twitter bumps. I know.
Thank God you've recouped from the COVID storm. Okay. So 7 weekly webinars.
Okay. You can add Q&A to make that a bonus. We've done that.
Yeah. So before I said there were two bonus group calls. In fact, I said there were five bonus group Q&A calls, but in fact, nobody came to them. So just having one bonus.
Yeah, so one thing that can help is if there's a lot of hefty content in the first three modules, for example.
Yeah.
You do the three modules and then you do a bonus Q&A support call in between. And then you do the rest of your calls.
Because really the understand module is the biggest, because you've got understanding menopause generally and then understanding your menopause. So understanding your questionnaires and lab, the impact of your labs and things like that, it all gets pretty heavy weight. Yeah. So that can be a bonus. Exclusive access to a members only website. Yeah, that's not a bonus. That's how it is. I haven't really got menopause success recipes, only the smoothies. Lifestyle plan. And 30-day menopause makeover plan is like a workbook, which I'm gonna convert into a Canva so it looks nicer.
Okay, wait, the menopause makeup plan. Let's see. Okay, these are all your bonuses. So I would...
Those are what you get. I mean, I've written bonus group Q&A course. I think I've written the bonuses later down. Those are the modules.
Yeah, so when you present it, you need to pull them out. You need to pull the bonuses into a separate whole section and just present the program.
Yeah, that's there. And then these are the things that I had as the bonuses last time. Hormone assessment tools. Free tickets to my transformational two-day live virtual workshop next spring. Still not happened in 5 years.
No. And so what, have people asked about that? Because I don't know that you want to keep offering that if you're not going to do it. And don't do it as a live. Don't offer it as a live. Right now you can offer it as an online retreat. Yeah. And then use that to sell people into your high-end program.
Yeah. So we could still have that two-day
live. But you want to describe it better.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You want to really get value. And when you're describing it on the preview call, you know, you go, here's the total and here's what's in the program and the total value is this, and this is what we're offering it for today. And on top of this, I just want to share with you, as if that's not enough, I've decided, because I want you to have more blah blah blah, here's what I'm offering you. And then you have one or two bonuses, and you can have them be you can actually have them be limiter bonuses, right? You can have them be you know, for the first X 100 people sign up, for the first, you know, until if you sign up within the week or days or whatever. So try to think about what could be a limiter bonus that people are hopping on. That's what my bonus was, that herbal class. You have to sign up by Wednesday night.
Yep. So what I had last time was, for the first 7 people who sign up, a 55-minute hormone boost strategy session. But in fact, they sort of want everybody to have one of those, or maybe not. Maybe just the first 7 people.
No, I would say the first 7, but you, again, pull it out. It's very small. You want to pull it out and put it in its own box and describe what it is and why it's valuable. And then when you present it on the preview call, it's, here's what it is and here's why it's so valuable. I would normally charge this much money, you know, and you start with, imagine sitting down with me, you know, and reviewing your whole case, you know, and having conversation to talk about what is actually going on with you. And I'm going to give you a, you know, step-by-step of what you do for follow-up. And guess what? That's normally $900, $1,000, $997. And for you tonight, for the first 7 of you who take me up on the offer of this course, you're going to get this in addition.
Yeah.
What happens if we have too many bonuses? We just like rattle them off.
Yeah.
We don't get the value.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, I agree. I think that this is good.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. And so you redo this, take your slides, your, you know, which I know you've already been working on, you know, get the offer really nailed. You can always go back and fix the rest of it, but really nail the offer.
Yeah.
Okay. And the bonuses. Okay.
Okay. And do you put a money back guarantee or anything?
I hate money back guarantees, but yeah.
So do I.
There you go. Satisfied. You know what Lisa Sasevich does? She does it, you know, the first two calls, right?
Yeah. And I think that's really good because then you make the third one really meaty. And with the third one, you know, if I, for the understand one, it's going to be several parts to that module because it's so in depth, because that's where you really get to understand what's going on.
Right. And so you leave it that they can decide by the end. They have to let you know by midnight, the night of that last one. You make that call, like, and they have to attend. I mean, you can do that kind of stuff. It's hard to impose. We had a thing where you had to do it by a certain time, and a person, it was past that time. Not only did she show up for the next support call, she brought in some stuff to question, asked me about her labs, and then went and asked for a refund after that. And we're like, what are you, a slime ball? Like, seriously? You got one-on-one coaching on that call and then you ask for a refund. So, you know, you're not going to avoid that kind of stuff. But I think really playing up, you know, so next week we're going to talk about this and really seed it throughout that second call so that they it's FOMO. They don't want to miss it. Oh, and then you know what else you could do is in anticipation of the next call, say you have your call on Monday.
Yeah.
So next week on Monday, this is what our call is going to be at. And on Wednesday, I'm going to release the XYZ, whatever it is, whether it's you can give them a fill in the blank workbook that's based on your slides. I'm going to give this to you in advance, or whether it's an assessment that they fill out. And I want you to fill this out in advance of that next call, because it's going to be really great. If you come to it, you're going to get so much more out of it if you fill this out. And I'm going to send that out on Wednesday.
Yeah. So right? that could be the assessment. So that's where they assess how they are.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, we started to do the 30-day thing, and I hate the 30-day thing.
Yeah. So do I.
Yeah,
people take the mickey.
What's that?
People take the mickey. To use an English phrase.
We take the mickey? What does that mean?
It means they are taking the Irish. That mickey means Irish, really. So they're just... I don't know why we say take the mickey, but that's what we say. It means that they
don't really want to be in it. They just want to get free stuff.
Yeah, they're sort of.
Yeah, and there are people, and the people, they always say that your signups are better when you have a good, 30-day money back guarantee or whatever, but you also get a lot more refunds because you get a lot of people who aren't serious. And I'd rather have less people and I get the people who are serious than having to deal with these people who are complainers and whiners, and they cost me more because they complain about everything.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
So how about then, I have a virtual 2-day workshop. Steph, are you available? Just speak up if you get any...
I'm here.
Yay. So I would plan a 2-day virtual workshop.
Yep.
And it's easy to do a 2-day virtual workshop compared to doing a live one. And I know you've offered it before. You need to write back to anybody who bought your course back then and say, hey, you know, things changed and we're going to be doing it. It's going to be online. You don't have to worry about even showing up, blah, blah, blah. Especially since you're doing an international crowd. Right.
Yeah. I think that's great. So, okay. So we'll do Steph, and then if there's any time left, we can pad that out. Okay. Thanks.
Okay. Steph.
Hey. I have a couple of what I thought were kind of simple questions. So I watched the I think I was actually on that call, the one about the challenges.
I was too.
Yeah,
I still have to watch it again.
Which one? Oh, that one. Okay. Yeah. Good. Oh, yeah.
things are working, and I watched that. And I kind of mapped out the emails that I think I need to write, and I would like to finish writing them today.
Beautiful, beautiful. Did you see that I have in there the link to the to my emails?
Yeah, totally.
Okay. Good, good.
But it has me wondering, am I doing a webinar at the end to sell the Friendly Flora Collective program?
I've done. And I can only say what I've done and has worked. I know that recently Claudia did a challenge, and she didn't do that. She made the offer for her program on like the fourth day of the challenge or something. And she didn't get very many people to sign up.
Okay.
So what I did was I said, hey, this is what you're getting for the challenge. You're getting 5 days of blah, blah, blah. You're going to get a workbook, and you're going to get a comprehensive webinar at the end to help you pull it all together and create your plan for moving forward. Guess what their plan is for moving forward?
Sign up to your
program.
Okay. So that makes sense. So if it's a 5 day challenge, there are going to be 5 days in a row of live calls, which maybe I'm going to do on Facebook, and hopefully there's another magical platform. And then am I going to wait a few days to do the
webinar? I did it the next day. I did it the sixth day. So I think the first time I might've waited a few days just because of my timing. So, and I didn't really see a difference. So I would say within a, you want to get them while the energy is still high.
Okay.
I know what I did. I did on the morning of the sixth day, I did something to announce. I did a little session to announce the winner, the grand prize winner.
Okay.
And then that night I did the webinar. I think that's what I did.
Okay.
But right, it needs to be pretty close.
Okay. Okay. So I'm going to do it the next day. That feels good. It makes sense to me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great.
Okay.
You know, and make sure that you tie in, you know, I know you have a presentation you've already done to offer the collective, but just look back over the 5 days you've done and even have a summary slide. You know what I mean? That's like on day one, we covered blah, 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 blah. And on day two, here's what I would say moving back. You know what I mean? And just like give them. And then that naturally leads into, you know, and this is what I have. And not to say you shouldn't be seeding it throughout, and not because you're going to be, because it's a grand prize winner.
Right.
And I just want to tell you a little bit more about the Friendly Flora Collective. It's, you know, the best deal around for you getting help with this stuff. It's fun. It's, you know, and here's what, and make sure you have testimonials. You have a ton of them. And this is what Sandy made with her strawberry shortcake, her probiotic strawberry shortcake. And this is what Susie made with her blah, 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 blah. And you can pull that stuff off your site. You can even pull it off Unstoppable Health, because they post it on my site all the time.
Okay. Okay. So on the sixth day, I will do that. I will have three emails inviting people from my list to join the challenge.
Okay.
And then I'll have like an email that I'll make for affiliates to send to their list to join the challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've got daily emails just reminding people about what they're learning that day, or what their challenge is that day, and how to join the call. Is that it? And then one at the end reminding them about the webinar.
Yeah. I mean, I made videos in advance too, but this time I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to do the content right on Facebook, right on the Facebook Lives or the Zoom calls. But I made these little short videos. You have access to it. Just go in and take a look at both of them. You can see what you like. I basically did a short video that says, hey, it's day three. Today we're going to work on blah, blah. And I reviewed what they did the days before. Here's what your challenge is. Here's what you need to post in order to be able to be eligible to win a prize.
Okay.
They were short and sweet, but you don't have to do that. I just did them at the end of each day. I did the one for the next day, and they got it like first thing in the morning, but it's extra work.
But it's like personally walking them through what they're doing that day, just on video.
It's with slides, so they could see it, you know, whereas on Facebook, it's not always that easy to do a slide presentation.
Right.
On Facebook Live.
What about like YouTube Live? If we can't really, is it owned by different people or is it owned by the same people?
YouTube's owned by Google, isn't it? I don't know.
Right. Yeah. Once you sign up with Google account, Right.
Yeah. You, I've never done it on, I mean, experiment with it in advance and do some YouTube lives and see how would you get them to know, right? Because you can't have a YouTube group.
No.
So what Groove are doing is they are streaming it through YouTube and Facebook simultaneously, but they are using StreamYard.
Okay.
That's what they're doing for their advertising or what they're doing as part
of
their
advertising. It's what they do for all their trainings. And it's what they're doing now for a 14-day Groove-a-thon, 24 hours a day, 14 days.
Okay. So they're doing it on both.
On a big push to.
Yeah. The thing I don't know about YouTube is how do you get people to watch it? I mean, yeah, if you have a viral picture of somebody sticking their butt up their nose or something, you right. can get a lot of people to watch because people share it, right? But how do you do it if you've only got 100 people on your YouTube channel?
Facebook is was a way to reach people.
Yeah.
To reach people. And
well, look into StreamYard. Maybe they have a 30-day trial.
Maybe.
That's something that I've usually done. I don't know how much it is. Maybe. I haven't looked into it really. I think I started one day.
I guess my other question is, so the upgrade, of course, is going to be mentioned on the thank you page.
Yes.
And in the thank you email. Mm-hmm. And then do I mention it again?
Yeah, every day.
Every day. The upgrade every day.
Okay. Hey, guys, thank you for joining me on YouTube. Those rest of you stay around. We're going to answer your questions and give you some coaching on the Zoom. Hey, if you haven't already upgraded to VIP here, just click here. It's only $27 and you can upgrade to VIP and you can join us on these really fascinating, support calls. Plus you're going to get the recordings of this. So if you missed any or you want to watch them, you're going to be able to do that. Boom. Okay. That's it. 2 minutes, not even 2 minutes. What did I say? 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm doing, here's what, can I show you my, I'll do a screen share of my, we just put the page together for this practitioner challenge that we're going to be doing. I'm going to be announcing it this week. All right. Let me just find the page first. Okay. If I click on Kim, set it up. Kim. Okay, and she said it was, okay, here it is. All right, let me see. And Jazzy was prettying up the page. I don't know if she did it yet, but screen share. It looks like she might've done some background. Okay, so I'm gonna make a video tomorrow to add to this page. I already showed, Andy what JJ did. So it was just a me talking video and there was just a few pictures in it. So. It's not going to be a difference. So, free 5-day challenge for health professions. Wow them from the start. What you need to ask. There's a video. Register, and then I go through why, and then what they're going to learn. Right, all the time it's register. What do they get? Then I say upgrade to VIP. Details on the confirmation page after you register. So it kind of keeps their eye open for looking for it. I've never done this really before, but. Access to daily group coaching calls on Zoom, value $1,000. She had to put the dollar sign in there. The recordings of all trainings and extra worksheets and assessments you can use. And you could say extra recipes or whatever and add a few recipes extra to it and then register. And then once they, I don't even know what happens. Let's just see. Maybe they have that page up. What? That's not right. Huh? Why did that? Huh. She copied it from a different page and they don't have it's not hooked up to Infusionsoft yet. Let's see if any of these are. No, they're not hooked up yet. All right. It's going to a replay. Anyway, I was going to look to see if she has the thank you with the VIP offer, but it's not. All right. So that's basically it. But I did preview. I did want them to know what was coming.
Okay, so then the delivery of this upgrade, are they getting a membership to some site where they can access the videos and everything, or are you just sending them the content by email?
The intent was, and the first one is actually we eventually got them on the membership site, but the immediate was I think we just set up a ClickFunnels page. I think that right now it's just on the, it's on the site. It's just one page on the site and it has videos. I could show you what it looks like. But it is a membership right. page, but if it's too much work to set that up, then we just created a ClickFunnels page, I think initially, that just had the video links and all. So if we go into the site, oops, I was trying to do my touch test thing. And we go to programs, and which program is it? Oops, I'll just go here. So if I go here, there's the keto challenge. I mean, it's real simple. It's nothing fancy at all. And we did have some. Welcome to the Healthy Keto Challenge. And then it has, you know, preparation day video. And then there's day one. And then day one, Facebook. Day two, Facebook, et cetera. And they download their challenge guide. And then we gave them a couple of bonuses and they download their bonuses. So it's really very basic page.
Okay. So yeah, it's more for me a matter of the challenges of the logistics of adding them as a member to a site. So
yes,
I'm
then
wondering
don't.
If maybe you just give them a private page. Just give don't them a share private... this link.
Yeah.
Download stuff here. Don't share the link.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's what we did initially. Okay. And then we moved it into the membership site because we wanted it to be there and wanted to be able to offer it as a bonus to other people.
Okay.
We sell it, you know, okay. Now we sell it. So people actually buy that $27. It's no big deal. Yeah. I don't expect much for $27. So it doesn't have to be groovy and beautiful and all that.
Okay. Awesome. Okay. Yeah, this makes sense. Okay. Yeah, I'm just trying to make it something that I can actually do.
Yeah, I mean, without help. And, you know, I don't create the whole membership page. I give that to Jazzy to create. So,
Yeah, I'm going to try to do everything on my own and hopefully be able to get it done on time to be ready in a week or two before November 16th. I am going to do this.
Good. Good. You can do it. I mean, you're technical enough. So you don't know the back end of the site? Is that what you'd have to learn?
I know the back end of the site. Okay. No, I mean, when he did it, he messed up a lot of things. So I've been going through and re-entering everybody's information one by one.
Oh.
And yeah, so it's really like, it's so frustrating. Like I'm trying to fix all the systems that were, like he just wasn't really doing a lot of work for the past couple of years. So I'm just fixing the systems. And so it's just, there's a lot back there. And the idea of inviting, you know, if I want to get 2,000 people signed up, I need to be open in my mind to having like 20,000 people suddenly join the site as just for this one page. And that seems like a lot. Then I'm putting out the like, ooh, I hope nobody signs up for this kind of vibe.
Yeah. You have lead pages or click funnels?
I have lead pages now. I had ClickFunnels and it lapsed and no one told me. So I've lost all my pages. So I'm also redoing all my pages. So yeah, there's so many things. I can't even get into it. It's so upsetting. But I do have the groove pages now too.
Yeah.
Set
it up on there. They probably have the ability to have it be about password protected page. Worst case is, girl, you go into WordPress and you set up a page in WordPress, you give it a protection and you just set it up there. You don't have to be in a membership. That's how all my first programs were.
Okay. So I can make a password protected page just on WordPress.
Yeah. 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 Okay. If you do, I'll show you real quick. This is a membership site, so I won't do it there. I'll do it on my main site, my blog, Dr. Rita Marie. Here we go. Yeah, and it could even be your blog, right? You've done blog pages plenty of times.
Right.
And it could be a page. It could be a blog post. It doesn't have to be a page. Okay, so if I log in there, I think that's it. Our site was down yesterday for hours because our web guy was going to be moving to a new host, and he went to the new host and told them he was going to do that, and he wanted them to copy it over, and we were going to test it, and then we were going to go back and move it. He went in and deleted our cPanel of our site.
Oh, God.
Without setting it up anywhere else, he deleted it. So we back leveled. We had a back level by 2 days for them to go backwards. It was horrific. All right. So if I go to, I think if you just, even just a post, you say add new post. Quite slow. And this is a dedicated server that we're paying $3,000 a year for. And that's the kind of response we get. It sucks. You see over here, visibility public, publish immediately. There's a place along here. This is a new format, so I'm not sure. Document, post format. Yeah, this is a different theme than I'm used to. But preview, no, here, maybe there. No. Oh, now I don't know. But there's a place that's over here on the right-hand side.
Right.
Let's see if I go to pages. I think add new pages, you can do a password protect on a page. So if I go to add new, this is a dedicated host without a membership site on it. This is just my main page. It's insanity.
Right.
It should not be slow like that.
Yeah, that's a lot of Divi
theme I don't like. But there's a way that you just over here where it says publish or draft that you can put a, let's see, save draft. Here we go. It's over here somewhere. Public, private, password protected. There it is. You see it?
Okay. That's easy. That's what I'm gonna do. Yeah.
Yeah. That's the easiest thing to do.
Okay. So I can like do that tonight and just, I'll be like, oh, that's done.
Easy. That's done. Yay. Yeah. Yeah. And then as you have the videos, you just pop the links up there.
Yeah.
Right. You just do it every day. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Perfect. Yeah. Great.
Okay. That's easy to do. Okay. Thank you. That was really helpful. Yeah.
I found it.
In a way, my fear of doing it. It's good.
Yeah. And then I really feel for you with the back end. We paid a professional team to set up our new site, the wishlist site with all the pretty stuff. And it was supposed to be 3 months, right? And it was like $5,000 a month for 3 months. Okay, that's a lot of money, right? It ended up being over a year.
Oh my goodness.
Over a year to set up that site. And when we talked, we said, this is the stuff I don't like. This is the stuff I want to make sure happens. I wanted to make sure that if somebody joined, if I gave a bonus, like say you join, NEPT, you join NEPT, and as a bonus, you get access to Sweet Spot, et cetera, et cetera. I said, I want it to be that if somebody cancels and stops paying for NEPT, they don't get access to that stuff anymore. But if they were already in that program before, they still have access. And the way it was set up before, he goes, I'll set it up so that. He didn't set it up the way he said he was going to. So you guys you go in the back end, you have tags for all of these membership levels. And then he made up new membership levels like NEPT Sweet Spot and ERC. And I didn't know anything about it. I just let him do it. And every time somebody would have access problems, he would go in and fix it. But we didn't tell anybody how he was fixing it. So he's gone. I'm going in the back end trying to fix stuff. And I'm like, there are 200 membership levels, like 100.
Yeah, everything is like very rigged and totally. Yeah.
It was scary. And I'm like, so I've got it down to 123 and I'm still going to get rid of a bunch of others. He set up each module of a program as a separate membership level. And then he had, you need access. Oh, let me make this new one up. Let me make this new one up. And then he had, so I'm cleaning it up in my spare time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I get it. I hear you. At least you didn't spend like $60,000 to have yours.
No, that's true. But anyway, it wasn't a very pleasant experience anyway.
No, it's never a pleasant experience.
But yeah.
But once it's fixed, you're going to feel so good about it because you're going to know that when people sign up for something, they're going to get what they signed up for.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So there's a fear around it. And I just want to make sure that for this next thing, I don't have any like gut feeling of fear around anything that I'm asking people to do.
Yep.
So even if it makes, even if I'm doing things in a simpler way or a way that's less professional, at least it won't be like, oh God, I hope nobody picks that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You don't want a program that you don't want people to sign up for. It's a bar to hold yourself to.
Yeah. But yeah, I have managed to get so much done in the past couple months, like more than I feel has been done in years. So I'm happy about that. And I've the back end of the Friendly Flora site at least is working. Yeah.
So, and if that's gonna be your bread and butter, that has to be working.
Yeah, exactly. If I can make that my solid income, then I can afford to continue with these other projects that I am passionate about. So, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's already going, so it's not going to, cost me any time or energy or emotion to let more people in.
Right. That's what you need. I mean, yeah, there's a little extra customer support stuff if you let crappy people in, but, and usually low end programs have more customer support issues than high end, because high end people are just like, yeah, cool, that's okay. But cool.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
You're doing this. November 16th, right?
Yes.
Mine's starting next week, next Wednesday, a week from today.
Okay. Well, I'll sign up for yours.
Sign up for it. Watch how I've never done it for practitioners before. And the whole goal of it is to get people registered for Shine.
Yeah.
So, and then eventually NEPT. So,
But it works so well, Steph, having people post pictures of their cooking, because when you look at your Friendly Flora Collective website, the joy of those testimonials, because you've got pictures plus how they've done it. I wonder whether you can make that more prominent somehow, because you have to scroll down to see it. But
I know how. Remember the units thing? Did I share that? How to do that in a Facebook group?
I mean, you may not want to have it at the top, but it's just that shows me that even I could do it, whereas the rest doesn't necessarily show me that. And it's just so brilliant.
So, like, as a testimonial, you mean I could do that, or like on the sales page, or do you mean like somehow sharing that to the free challenge group?
No, I'm just thinking on the sales page, you should, if there's any way of having some of those graphics at the top or nearer the top, just to show here's what our members are doing, because that, completely changed my attitude to it. I mean, I know it's brilliant and I know you're brilliant. I just don't think I can do it. I don't think I can produce those things, but that made me think, well, maybe I could, you know?
Right. Maybe I could have some kind of, an expandable thing that they can obviously click on to see more posts of what people made. Yeah. Toward the top.
But if you don't save them, that's a really easy thing to do. You set up units. Do you know what I'm talking about? Units in a Facebook group?
No.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I haven't been keeping up with it as well as
I can work that out.
Okay, so let's go to Facebook. I'll show you in Unstoppable. It's so easy to set up and you can just put your posts in there. So if I go to groups, I'm still trying to learn my way around this new Facebook. Groups, Unstoppable Health. Okay. You see where it says here units? Right across the top, about discussion units.
Okay, yes.
You click that, and now I've got a bunch of units in here. You can add a new unit. So you can say create a unit. Like say I want to create a unit that's on, I have one on testing. What do I want to create a unit on? Autoimmunity. Okay.
Cool.
And then I say save. Now I can add content right here, create a quiz. But also when I go into my site, if there are posts that somebody else did or I did, I can add them to this unit. So just to give you an example, I have a unit on recipe unit. Okay. So what I've done is when somebody posts a really cool picture, this was Melanie's zucchini rolls.
Yeah.
There's Rita Marie's kale salad. There's Liz's onion beet yogurt from your program. There's spinach sea crackers. So everybody's recipes get thrown in here. And so people can scroll it. So you don't lose them, because otherwise you lose things. And then I did a series of, here's fasting with food challenge. I probably should have taken that down. Best year ever challenge. So I did this challenge. I think Marcia set those up. I should have taken them down. I started one on the power of appreciation, but there was only one there. Celebration food, recommended products and services. So I've had a thing with somebody. Hidden clues in your blood linked to belly fat. So there were a whole bunch of those. Mineral balances, female, I didn't actually do anything. Female hormone resources, you know, so if I talk to people in various things or I do myself, then I didn't finish my functional assessments one. I had about 6 different ones on functional assessments, so I need to add those, right? So whatever you want it to be, you can create these units in your site.
That's really useful for people in the group.
Yeah, it's very useful. I mean, you know, that's a free group. I probably shouldn't waste my time doing it in a free group, but for a paid group, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, I can organize the questions because it might actually help people to find their answers.
And stuff. Exactly. And then you can advertise it on your sales page. That's part of the one of the perks is this Facebook group with units, with learning units in it.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. The button's right there. I never clicked on it. Thank you.
Yeah, it's great units. Awesome. It's so easy to do.
Yeah. And then when all you do is you go to your the post that you want, you the three little dots, you click it and you just say add to unit and tell it what unit.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I can do that.
Cool.
These are all things I can do today. Thank you.
Yes.
It's always nice to check things off the list, right?
Yeah, even the little things gives me momentum. That's fantastic. Thank you.
Beautiful.
I just wanted to share the screen. Maybe you don't want to bring it further up because this is so beautiful as it is. And I think these photographs are brilliant. I mean, that's brilliant to have the video camera and you in your kitchen.
I think you're looking at the sales page from the previous program. Maybe.
And then you get to this bit, and this is where I didn't realize that was an arrow there because it's so invisible. But I got here and I saw all these dots and I thought, oh, maybe I can scroll. And they're just so awesome. I mean, this picture showing the difference in before and after fermentation. You know, things as simple as that. And this just shows how amazing what you do is, Steph.
Yeah, this is cool.
Oh, thank you.
It's so brilliant.
Thank you.
And I just...
If there's a way to make that arrow more prominent, maybe is there a way to put it on the background? I don't know enough about this stuff to know. But
Maybe you could put it onto the background somehow, but it's difficult.
But it's just, yes, now you see it because, right, but sometimes like the one on the right, I can't see very well.
There you can see it because it's got a dark background, but when there's a white background, you can't.
Those are great.
So you can't see it there. And that was the first page I saw. But I mean, these are just such brilliant testimonials without them knowing they're giving testimonials, you know?
Yeah. That's great.
That's brilliant.
So this is your active sales page.
Yes.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Oh, look at that. Ice cream pops.
In WordPress. Yeah. Ice cream pops, they're always good.
Yes.
And anything with the sweets, because people feel that if they've got to eat healthy, they're not allowed anything anymore. And yet again and again, you're seeing maple, cinnamon, nutmeg thing, cashew yogurt. You know, you can see that this is just amazing.
That's beautiful, those parfaits. You know, Sandy Zeitman is one of your biggest advocates.
Oh, she's such a fan in Rita Marie's group. Wow.
Yeah.
She's always telling people to go join. What's that?
Yeah, she's the best. I need to send her some gifts. She is really the best. Yeah.
Well, get order an extra one of those shirts that you're going to get. Send her one of those shirts. She would love one.
Yeah. And Laurie Alenda as well. She's one of your great fans too, isn't she?
Yeah, she's always had really thoughtful posts. Like she'll follow her recipe through and she'll take really nice pictures of it. And I used her as a testimonial a lot.
That's great. Well, I wanted to ask you a question. Where are you getting those shirts done and what's the price? I was just trying to think of something.
It's so easy to do that in Groove. It's not true.
Exactly. It's not right.
Yes, it's unbelievable how easy it is. I've told my daughter, you've got to get one of these Groove accounts because you can sell your, because she paints eyes on cushions and things, but she needs to just paint the painting and then have Groove add the painting to the t-shirts and mugs and things. It's insane.
So Groove has t-shirts?
It's called Slingly or something like that.
Slingly, that's what I was asking you about.
Exactly, that thing. I did not upgrade to their upgrade just seemed kind of shifty and I didn't upgrade to it. But you still get 25 designs with the account that came with the Groove. So,
because their link, I was showing Allie before, this is Slingly, you're saying.
I just couldn't remember what its name was.
Okay, because they sent me an email. It says your account, and it's related to Groove Cart, but then they didn't have an unsubscribe. They didn't have any, I'm like, is this a fishing expedition?
Exactly. It seemed a little.
Okay.
So this is their starter e-commerce cart. But then you listen to watch their trainings, which are really good. They have such good trainings. You watch their trainings. If you look here, they're doing there's a whole series about setting up your Groove Cart, including what websites to connect to for drop shipping. But there's this
is if you want to sell your product.
Yeah.
Okay, so I was asking Steph about these t-shirts that she's having somebody custom design. Is that through, who do you buy those through?
Right, so I mean, I was originally gonna do it through those people that print business cards.
Like Vistaprint? Vistaprint?
Exactly, I was originally gonna just send it from Vistaprint, but if I can get this Slingly to work, you know, in the next few days, then I'll consider using that instead and I'll just buy my own t-shirt and send it to them. Like drop ship it kind of.
So the Slingly will customize
by buying it myself.
Yeah. You can it's print on demand. So you can sell some Friendly Flora's aprons, cooking aprons.
I bet people would buy them.
You can get them printed for your prizes.
How much does it cost to do something like that? Is it like $20 a shirt or $15 a shirt or? I'm just trying to think if there's a cost-effective way to do it as a VIP for Shine, to have an INE, you know. I'm a nutritional endocrinology practitioner. Yeah.
Yeah, we should all get hoodies. That would be awesome.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I just haven't looked into it enough yet.
The more I figure out about it, the more I'll let you know.
Interface the other day and there are some things I wasn't sure about, so it made me really kind of second guess whether I just wanted to go back to using Vistaprint to do it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, like little spelling errors and I don't know, just certain things always make me feel weird. So I have to look at it a bit more before I'm 100% sure.
What was weird for me is that there was nothing in the email. Like it said just a click here to activate your account. And I'm like, who are you? And then it mentioned Groove Cart. I'm like, but is it really? Or that you just trying to like be an Amazon like thing? Like click here for to get your refund of $250. And I'm like, no, that's not true.
No, I think it was definitely supposed to come with the Groove Cart. And it did. And I think eventually it's going to integrate with things like Amazon and you're going to be able to actually drop ship your, like people are going to be able to order your t-shirts that say INE or whatever from a few different platforms, but I think they're just getting started. So it just didn't make me feel super safe.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
keep but going. Yeah, it seems like business wise know what they're doing, and they do seem to have good trainings. Like I checked that out too. But yeah.
All right.
I don't know. Sometimes it gives me a weird feeling.
Say that again.
Sometimes things just give me a weird feeling and I'm not really sure why, but yeah.
See how that goes. All right. Well, I'm going to go for a run.
Great. Enjoy.
Cool.
It's like 88 degrees or something. It's like a really nice October day, like very uncharacteristic October day. It's 84 degrees.
Well, here is typical UK October with rain and wind, and I've got my wood burner lit in here.
Not for me. Not for me. As it is, I go out there early in the morning. Like this morning I went out, it wasn't real early. It was like 9:30 or 10 o'clock. And I stepped outside. I'm like, oh, there's a little nip in the air, right? Because it was probably 70 degrees. So I'm not ready for hoodies or anything. I mean, I got dressed warm today. I put on a t-shirt instead of the tank top, but I may end up taking it off and putting the tank top on if it's 84. All right, guys.
Good okay, time. Thank you.
Great call. I keep, if you have stuff that you want us to look at as you create it, Steph, just pop it into the Facebook group, okay?
Great.
Okay. Thank you both. Helpful.
Take care.
Awesome. I'm excited Bye. About it. And let me know because I want to tell people about it because they'll, yeah.
Okay. Right. Bye.
Bye. Bye.